Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I, allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today. And I have to laugh. If this wasn't so insane, it would just be hysterical, okay? So please, comment on the video. Please like the video, subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Dr. Gundry, and I will talk about him in a little bit. But first things first, guys. I mean, people are doing some really insane things right now when it comes to, let's just start with purchasing a home. And think about this. Redfin did a study. What would it take for you to get into a home? What would you give up to get into a home? How about this one? 20% of the people surveyed said that they would give up safety. Safety, yes. Okay, I could put up a little more crime if I could become a homeowner. How delusional are people? How flippin' delusional are people? Well, yeah, they said that. Couple things I want to point out to you. Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary, he's a billionaire, okay, and has access to whatever he wants. His son lives in San Francisco and says it's absolute hell and that they cannot go out at night. They got people breaking into his house. They have just utter chaos with drugs and theft and crime. So people would put up with that to call themselves a homeowner. Now think about this. You could not have people over. You can't date people. You can't have family members. You can't have holidays over because these people could get robbed in certain bad areas. San Francisco is so bad that you've got people breaking into cars. If they, you know, people leave their cars unlocked and the doors open in San Francisco in some areas just because they just don't want the damage to the vehicle. Oh, I want to be a property owner there. Okay, that's insane. 3 years ago, I looked this up. I had a couple, they were traveling nurses from the San Diego area who went out and got in the feverish pitch of buying a house in, during COVID. Gotta get a house. Now these people, again, traveling nurses in the San Diego area. They made some scratch. They made a good living between the two of them, and they sold their house in San Diego and moved to Ohio. Dan, do we regret this? We didn't investigate like you said we should do. We didn't know about the neighborhood. We didn't know about the biker gang. We didn't know about the crime, but we especially did not know anything about the crime in the area. We cannot leave our house at night. We cannot go out. We are prisoners in our home. And now we have a house that no one will buy. And these people were stupid enough to buy it because they were out of state and they didn't investigate the house. But you want to put up with that. That is what people are talking about right now. I mean, I'm telling you guys, you cannot make this stuff up right now. Do yourself a favor. Rent. For those of you out there, you know, I spoke with my buddy Drayton Ney this morning and he's helping people sell their houses without dealing with a realtor right now. You're going to see such chaos. List the house yourself. Do it yourself. He charges a nominal fee and then helps you get on the MLS book, helps you put ads in Facebook and does all this stuff without a realtor. And guess what? It costs you about $1,000 to do that. Really? Yeah. How great is that? Okay. So people are fed up with this. I am at Sherman Gardens, guys. This place is absolutely beautiful. But anyways, that's just the beginning of it. There's so much more chaos and insanity to talk about. The thing that people don't look at is the cost when you buy a house. And, you know, I'll never forget when I was a kid and I sold a house, moved to another house. I got a variable mortgage, an adjustable mortgage, excuse me. And I'll never forget getting the envelope, knowing that my payment was going to go up a ton because interest rates had gone up a ton. And I just delayed. And like a fool, I opened it late on a Sunday night and couldn't sleep the rest of the night because the rate had gone up a ton. And the it was just shocking. It really was. Okay. But with that, you're going to see more things that are going to disturb people. Citizens Property Insurance. Oh, they're a great company. They are the largest insurer in Florida right now. And with that, here's the interesting part about this. They are having a 13.5% increase. Your policy with Citizens is going to go from an average of $3,500 a year to $4,000 a year. But what they said that they want to do, think about this. This is what's crazy. And this is from Newsweek. They want to raise your rates 93%. 93%. We need to be competitive in the marketplace and not lose everything. We need to have a 93% price increase. Guys, they're going to get more. They're going to start with the 13.5%, and they're going to get more and more and more. Weekly, monthly, quarterly. And once again, all the power companies that have talked about how their rates have gone up and how it's only gone up 13% and food's gone up 5% and this has only gone up 8%. Everybody knows how expensive everything is. But the thing about this is your property taxes. And I was blown away by, you know, property taxes in certain states are just nothing right now. You've got areas like Arizona, pretty reasonable as far as Arizona, if you can live there. And, you know, my cousin that got the smoking deal, you know, of the century, you know, here's the thing that he told me. You know, we had dinner the other night and he thanked me for helping him, giving him the idea to get that house. But he said, you know, Dan, I live in a nice neighborhood. And this is something I want to convey to people, and that is it's a very upper, higher-end city. But I live in the apartment complex in a higher-end city. So what does that mean? It means I live with the worker bees, and I live with the people that play rap music till, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, where people smoke pot all the time. And it's chaos. And yeah, it's a nice neighborhood, and it's great, and the crime's not bad and things like that. But for $3,000 a month for a one-bedroom place, why would I want to put up with that? Why wouldn't I want to go to this beautiful house that he got in Arizona? Okay, so I get a kick out of certain things that are presented to us. And this place is just, look at all these little places you can sit. We're going to park it here for a second. Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk are either your favorite people or they're not your favorite people. And I got a kick out of the fact that it was rumored that Jeff Bezos has lost $8 billion in a day. And that was the wrong rumor because it was $23 billion, you know, over the course of those few days where the stock market bit the dust for 3 days straight. And, oh, everything's coming back, Dan. You don't understand. They're going to lower interest rates and we're all going to, you know, you're going to see your houses go 15%. List it now. But a guy, you know, lost $23 billion in a day, and it's not like the weather girl left him. His life is just the same, and his yacht is just as big, and his house is just as big, and he has just as much money. Imagine that, $1 billion, generational wealth that you would be able to leave people for the rest of your lives. Now, I want to make sure I get these companies right as I talk about this, and that something that's absolutely fascinating that was sent to me was, remember when Elon Musk purchased Twitter and then rebranded it as X? Well, when he did that, one thing that he experienced was a backlash of people saying, don't advertise here. And they had people that were cut out from large companies and ad agencies. And when you have a company like this, and I'm super familiar with this, you generally think that you're going to go and sell your advertising to company X. Not so fast. You have agencies and you have people that you have to deal with, and they represent all these different companies. Because when you think about this, a company like Twitter, X, will go out there and they will have car companies, they'll have insurance companies, they'll have social media companies, they're going to have services, products, everything, you know, all in their platform, movies, everything. And imagine if you lost one of these big companies, it could affect everything. Well, that's what happened. But now what they're doing is they're going to sue all these different companies. In Texas, yesterday, they filed a lawsuit against the World Federation of Advertisers and member companies, Unilever, Mars, CVS Health, and Orsted. So again, they colluded to not have people advertise then on X, on Twitter, which is illegal. So antitrust stuff. I had an antitrust case 20 years ago where somebody did something to me and wanted to overcharge me and wanted me to buy from certain suppliers. And wait a second, guys, these guys suck. They're 20% more. Well, you have to buy from them or else you can't, you know, you won't work with us. And they kicked me out and I ended up suing them and winning. and it was a, you know, junior antitrust case. You can't do certain things to people to interfere with this. And as much as I ride Elon Musk, I mean, it's funny, guys. You're seeing nothing but problems with the EV cars. Things are catching up to these guys. But it's going to be great to see if he does, in fact, pull this off and sue these guys. So I am inside the greenhouse. I'll show you guys this in just a second. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Gundry. Dr. Gundry is a famed cardiologist who, for decades, could not lose weight and finally realized it wasn't fatty foods, it wasn't health foods, it wasn't more exercise, it was his gut health. And what he did was he came up with a program that if you follow, it will help you with your fatigue, it will help you with more energy, and it will help you lose that belly fat that we all have a problem with. If you go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/Dan, use the link below, and you can check it out and see what Dr. Gundry did to make a difference in his life. Now, think about this. There's so many things that are presented to us as health foods. And as we get older, people just say, hey, this is just part of getting older, and it's not. But the thing about Dr. Gundry that's always fascinated me is his ability to maintain his weight since he lost all this weight decades ago. Take a look at it today. Check out the video, gutcleanseprotocol.com/Dan. The best place to find it is using the link below. Check it out today and watch Dr. Gundry's video. There's a lot more to cover. And first thing is Google. Google lost the largest antitrust case in decades when it comes to search. And think about this. The last time we had a case like this was the late 90s with Microsoft when they were broken up. So God knows where this is gonna go, but this has been determined that they, in fact, were a monopoly and need to break up. So there's that. That's the first thing. Next thing is Big Lots. Big Lots, which had 1,400 stores at its peak, is going to close, you know, keeps cutting stores in half. It's going to close another 100 stores right now. I don't even know where there's one near me in California right now. That's one thing that's shocking. So that's sad. And big, big news is SunPower. SunPower, arguably one of the largest country's solar company. In fact, think about this. That company was started in 1985. They were revolutionary. Went through the economic downturns, the upside, saw Solera go out of business, saw all these different companies go down for the count. They survived all that. Now, here's the thing that you're going to see is they're trying to get buyers to step in and buy the company. Full on bankruptcy right now. The problem with this is the way that they pay vendors and the way that they pay other contractors, you're going to see they say it could be a minimum of 24 other large construction companies go out of business. I talked about one of them, you know, a week or so ago that was like, hey, we got to lay people off for 90 days and they'll be back. Mark my words, you're going to see a lot of people go out of business during this time that didn't plan on it because their money was ran through SunPower. There are not the incentives anymore. You're not getting the savings. Here in California, as much as they love solar, they hate solar and they don't want you to go be, you know, not connected to the grid. So these people that are out there that are not connected to the grid. I'm going to show you guys the turtles hanging out. They don't want that. So very interesting, but you're going to see more of these companies go out of business. People need to have people be in business right now. You need to maximize every dollar that you can get. It's a great article below from Business Insider talking about how the four-day work week, the myth, is done. Come to the office or leave. You need to understand that you need to get to work right now because companies cannot afford to have the lax attitude. I am telling you, I've known law firms that have absolutely thrived. I have known hairdressers that moved their business inside of their homes and are making more money having the clients that they want running it out of their garage. I have seen everything. I have seen the small shops to the big shops. But think about this. UPS and FedEx have both said, we need to envision a day, okay, where we have less people shipping. How do we make money? Now, earlier this year, I went on a cruise with my daughter, and I always love the business people that you meet, and I talk to everybody, but I met an executive that worked at FedEx, and he was in Memphis. Him and his wife, he was one of the guys, but he told me how they were doing well, but they were planning then, this was 6 months ago, that they were going to cut back and make changes because there's going to be less shipping. What can we do differently to make ourselves profitable? Not waiting for it to happen, not being sun power. And wow, we always thought solar would turn around. We thought the EV market would turn around. This is why Ford is getting killed right now. Now, you can sit there and say, Elon Musk, you know, the days of EV cars are over. They're not over with, we know that. But does he have more competition? Yes. I can't believe I'm gonna say this. If I was going to buy an EV car, I would buy a Tesla because of the fact that you're going to have a company there to service it. Now, I think that they're going to be in the full driving business soon and that, you know, they may sell the technology, somebody for the manufacturing, whatever. But would you buy a Ford EV car when I've seen people buy those trucks and they are miserable with those trucks. GM is a joke. Stellantis is a joke. You can talk about this, but they lose money on every car and they're very expensive right now. The fact that these trucks, I'm telling you guys, if you have to buy a car, go buy a used car. Get yourself hooked up with the auto auctions. Get yourself a way to save money right now. That's the only thing that you can do, and you need to look at this. It's very, very important right now to save money and everything that you do. So, but as far as the, you know, EV car market and everything that's going on, you know, Rivian losing money, God, all those companies, it's just crazy. Lucid. Anyways, you know what I'm talking about. It's just getting worse and worse and worse right now. Let me know what you think. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. Michael wrote me from his doctor's office and said, you know, Dan, the healthcare industry has gone downhill since COVID and we're just a revenue stream for them. And yes, 100%, I totally feel for you. And I spent a tremendous amount of days, weeks, months, when you add it all up, in doctor's offices and hospitals and emergency rooms and things like that. And the one thing that I was always mystified at is you could tell good care immediately. In 5 minutes, you could tell if these people were good doctors, bad doctors, good nurses, they cared about their jobs, whatever. But the frustration is overwhelming. Bob sent me a great story, and it was an email that he got about the state of the real estate market in Denver, Colorado. Here you've got average housing price at almost $780,000 for the average house. It's a lot of money. Number of listings is up almost 33%. That's not good. Plus the average, time on the market is up 30% as well. So take a look at the numbers. It's kind of fascinating. And that's crazy. Dr. Marvin, always around, Dr. Marvin, and we love him. He's a great guy. Dr. Marvin sends over that the credit card debt just hit $1.14 trillion. You guys get it? Month after month after month, the numbers are going in the wrong direction. Just wrong, guys. It's not like, wow, it's stabilized. No, people have no money and people are tapping out. What you're gonna see next is you're gonna see it stall, and that's because they're cutting the credit lines and people won't be able to add any more money to those bills. Remember that. Final story, and this is a warning for everybody, you know, with your personal finance information. I have heard horrible stories about people getting ripped off from caregivers. I have had employees steal from people. And there is a Dr. Marvin story where a cook got company checks. You know, he was at a cafe, and Luis Milan is accused of stealing $6,000 and writing the instruments himself and, you know, getting himself $6,000 for the checks. Protect yourself, hide your checks, make sure that nobody has access to this, know who's got access to it so that you can protect yourself, protect your personal life. People that care for older people too, check this, because I am telling you guys, I have heard horror stories that these people have stole $27,000 inside of 2 weeks. Oh my gosh, she was so nice. You're right. You know, how well did you know her? Oh, we didn't. We got her from the agency. Okay, exactly. Like, subscribe. I don't mean to laugh at some of this stuff, but it is funny. It's funny that you would sit there and buy a house and think that that's going to be the end all to be all, but you can't leave your home. Remember the nurses that can't leave their house, cannot sell, and are stuck. I'd love to hear from them right now and how their life has been over the last 3 years, because it sounds like hell. Please, your questions, anything you want to send me, hello@iallegedly.com, onward and upward, and I will see you guys very soon. Thanks for being here.